tent.
The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Indulge in extraordinary tastes with exclusive dining experiences at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
A new program will see Irish patients choosing to undergo IVF no longer having to travel for treatment, which uses anonymous donated eggs. The Fertility Centre, Institute Marquez, which has clinics in Dublin and Kildare, is one of the first to allow people to remotely carry out in vitro fertilisation using these donor eggs. The new program will mean that the embryos will be doing the travelling to potential mothers in countries such as Ireland. Now, to explain all of this, because it sounds a bit complicated, we are joined in studio by Dr. Israel Kamara from the Institute Marquez in Clain. Dr. Israel Kamara, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat, and thank you for being here.
Now, explain to me what happened before this development in your institute.
Well, I can tell you that from many years ago, there was this thing called cross-border reproductive care. Cross-border reproductive care means when the people need to travel to seek for reproduction purposes.
So, people in Ireland, what would have happened? For example, if you were to get an anonymous donor egg, you could not have it fertilized in Ireland. Is that the case?
Yeah, it's not only that. It's not only like anonymous donor. It's just like cross-border reproductive care was something that people needed to do. There is a special task force from the European Society of Reproductive and Embryology, the ESHRE, who is studying this from many years ago. And there is a publication in 2010 about the reasons why people need to travel. And in the case of egg donation, the main reason for traveling was the lack of donors.
So in Ireland, if someone wanted a donor egg because they could not produce their own eggs or for other reasons the eggs had been damaged, they would seek a donor.
There are no donors here.
There are no donors. Is it illegal to be a donor here?
No, it's not illegal, but there is the offer does not supply the demand.
I mean, you might presume that perhaps a relative might supply an egg, a sister might supply an egg to another sister who'd suffered from cancer.
Well, about family members, if we are going to speak about family members, this is a very difficult point because the draft for the next legislation is going to forbidden every single relative for donations.
Will it also forbid anonymous donation?
Exactly.
So what you're doing now is that to get around the Irish law, that this would all happen overseas?
This is not like we are doing something against the law or...
Now, there is no law yet.
Exactly. But also, this is just to offer the couple another option because people need to travel for these purposes, for egg donation, because there are no donors. The offer is increasing. If you look at the numbers of the European registers, in 2005, we were having around 11,000 cycles of egg donation across all Europe. But in 2013... there were reported 40,000.
Okay, so it's more than trebled.
That's what I'm telling you about how the offer is not compensating the demand.
Okay, so there is a demand for this.
Exactly.
At the moment, if a woman wanted a donor egg in Ireland, she would have to go to the country where the donor egg was being provided, and then that egg would be fertilized in vitro with, I presume, her partner's sperm, although it could also be donor sperm, I presume.
Exactly.
And then implanted in the woman in that country.
Exactly. Now, in this moment, many couples or single women are traveling in order to seek for this egg.
Okay. What will happen in the service that you offer? How will it change?
We are changing that in in the frame that the person doesn't need to travel anymore. In just 6 weeks, she can wait for her embryo to be back.
So what happens? Do you export? Does she export, or the couple export the partner's sperm?
I'm going to start explaining to you that there are two kinds of egg donation. What we call fresh egg donation and frozen egg donation. The difference is that across all Europe, there are a lot of egg banks that the egg banks supply these eggs, but they are frozen eggs. We are working on this program because even now, the fresh techniques are way better.
Are better in terms of the number of babies that actually result from the fresh eggs.
That's the main reason people need to travel for having a fresh cycle.
Okay, but now what do you do? So you want to have a baby with your partner who can donate sperm. So what do? Do you export the sperm?
Imagine I have a couple here.
Yeah.
We need an egg. So the only thing that we do is that we freeze the sperm sample.
Yeah.
We ship it to Barcelona, where is our headquarters. In Barcelona, they create the embryos with a fresh egg.
And then...
And in just 6 weeks, from the moment the couple was for the first time with us, in just 6 weeks, they have the embryo back here in Ireland. And they don't need to travel, they don't need to avoid work, to expense travels.
Okay, so they come back and the egg then is implanted in the woman.
Of course.
Yeah. And the egg at this point is how old biologically?
The egg, how old is...
The embryo, how old is it biologically?
No, the... we froze only embryos on day 5 of development.
Okay, so it's frozen in time then as well. So when it's implanted, it's a 5-day-old embryo.
Exactly. There is much difference between freezing an egg than freezing an embryo. An egg is just a cell. That is why the results are not that great when we thaw eggs.
Now, in terms of knowing something about the donor of the egg, they're going to ban a registry, the existence of any registry here that would allow a child subsequently to find out about the DNA, the identity, the culture, etc., of a donor person. Isn't that so?
In Spain, donation is assisted reproduction is quite regulated. There is a Spanish law, and it points out every single procedure done. So I can tell you that in Spain, donation is completely anonymous.
So you can never find out.
There is also a register for donation for donors that is implemented now, and what it means, anonymous, it means that the person cannot be rich in terms of parenthood. He will not be able, or she will not be able, to meet this donor. But if you are asking me, but what happens if the person needs to be contacted because life or death or something like that? Well, it can be contacted through the clinic.
All right,
that's the way Spanish law permits this.
Finally, I should ask you, how much will this service cost?
Well, speaking of costs, it's like around 8,000 euros.
8,000 euros.
Yeah.
How does that compare to conventional provision of IVF?
Probably it's way much cheaper because... people doesn't need to travel. If you go to another clinic, the price will be much around the same. But we have standardized our prices so we can ship all the embryos and everything is included. There is a transparency in every part of the procedure.
And do you think that what you do will still be legal after they're talking about bringing in some new laws in the autumn, which would ban anonymous donation and also prohibit a register?
Of course, if we need to, we will stop to do this. But I'm telling you this not only as as a member of the Institut Marquès, but as a doctor and a person myself, this is like something that is restricting women for parenthood, because this is another option that we are offering. And as I pointed out from the beginning, one of the reasons people are traveling is because lack of donors, also because of law evasion. You understand? Many people is traveling just because they cannot have their own reproductive care at home. And this is creating a lot of difficulties among these persons.
All right. Dr. Israel Camara from the Institut Marquès in Clane, thank you very much for joining us. Coming up next...